Welcome to Affliction Sugarcoated, a podcast where we sugarcoat some of the world's so-called afflictions and rate their plausibility on a scale of 1 to 5. I'm Minnie Kim, and today we will be sugarcoating passions. As a high schooler, the first thing that always comes to mind before choosing any activity or doing anything is college. Obviously, I do these activities for fun. I mean, if it wasn't fun, I really, as a person, could not tolerate it for 4 or more years. But needless to say, my community is majority Korean, aka Asian, and I hate to fuel the stereotype, but we must all go to college successfully. Parents are having to pay thousands of dollars to get an American education in South Korea, leaving the completely free and actually very successful Korean public education system, so we are all in our parents' debt, and in order to pay that debt, good college is kind of the way to go. So, although I love watching TV shows and studying them, while I would love to do that activity all the time, I can't because it doesn't really help with getting into college in any way. Sometimes I think it's toxic, you know, free time isn't going to make or break your application. And I think I've lived by that so far. I have my free time, it's productive, and while it isn't the conventional type of productive, like studying for, I don't know, a test or using the Pomodoro technique to do stuff, it's just focusing on the things that actually matter and focusing on what I'm doing at that time. And it still remains one of my greatest pleasures to settle down and just watch an episode of Suits or currently Dr. House. But all that aside, I am active in other areas as well, obviously. I am indeed quite passionate about unequal access to healthcare, writing, debating, etc. And I believe I've mentioned these things at least one other episode. You can just scroll down and, you know, see the older ones, which I personally, when I see now, is cringe. But then the day after I upload this, if I listen to this, it's probably going to be cringe as well. So what difference does it make? And clearly, Affliction Sugarcoated is a passion. Making this podcast is a passion, seeing as we are now on our 20th episode. So I went to visit my college counselor not long ago, and what he told me was quite astounding and revolutionary, although to me I felt like it was kind of intuitive, but saying, like, hearing him say that was the difference in my opinion. As he phrased it, not verbatim, there is a difference between depth and breadth. Everyone has the breadth aspect, you know, APs, research, GPA, all that good stuff. The difference is going deep. And this is where we land on our affliction of the day, passions. In order to go deep, there must be passion. And again, this is quite intuitive, but perhaps it is the case that people want to see us actually go at it with our passions, do the things we enjoy, and help people with that as well. I believe, and I truly do believe this, that the people who end up succeeding in this very seemingly chain of activities we do well in college admissions or any other admissions as well. And this got me to thinking. I am very clear about what I like and don't like. You know, math is certainly not my strong suit, but then when I enjoy math, I really enjoy it. After thinking, my passions were quite simple. I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about healthcare, law, all of that stuff. But are they really my passions? Like, will I go to the ends of the earth to actually fix the problems ingrained in these specific type of genres? I mean, obviously, I would go to the ends of the earth to speak about these issues somewhere other than competitions where everyone just kind of pretend they care about it and use emotions. Like, obviously, there's the exception and the anomaly in which people actually care about it and would do anything to fix it, and the competition is just their first step. Maybe somewhere it could actually make a change, or maybe I could do something to make a change. But how? I didn't know, and to be honest, I probably still don't know. I'm assuming that the majority of people listening to this also don't know. I don't really think there's an incentive to listen to a 14, almost 15-year-old do a podcast about afflictions that she never really experienced anyways. So this is all just a naive babble, if you think about it, as I never cease to mention. The meeting with my counselor wasn't necessarily a meeting to get me thinking how I could go deep to best get into college, but rather a meeting that showed me that I need to consolidate my passions and I need to get my head clear, despite all the college stuff. It's not about getting into college, but it's about finding out what I could do for the rest of my life. And I think I've always had that set. And when I say do for the rest of my life, I mean do as in not just talk about it, but take the risk of public backlash and fight for it. And my college counselor gave me the example of Greta Thunberg. For those of you who don't know her, she's the girl you saw who was once young in a YouTube video talking about how adults stole the children's dream about climate change and whatnot. I don't want to say she's a political figure, but then again, I never thought I'd say that climate change is a political issue. According to Wikipedia, which obviously is our most trusted source, Greta Thunberg is a Swedish environmental activist known for challenging world leaders to take immediate action for climate change mitigation. Thunberg's climate activism began when she persuaded her parents to adopt lifestyle choices that reduced her family's carbon footprint. Now, this is very interesting. I'm not really sure how she managed to get on the stage at all. Like, I'm not exactly sure how they made this movement. I mean, it's obviously a bold thing to do, and I praise her for that. I don't necessarily agree with her on everything, but it's definitely a bold thing to do as a, I don't know, 14, 15-year-old, I'm guessing? 16, maybe? So that's about my age, and I think that I certainly wouldn't really have the power nowadays to literally go up in a UN conference and shout and condemn all adults for stealing my dream. So kudos on that, I guess. So back on track. So I think that the affliction of passion can be interpreted in a few ways. Firstly, finding our passions. It's a dark road of comparisons to find something unique or not so unique. I mean, I honestly think that we have been trained as like people who want to get into college, speaking from that specific group, to find problems. And the problem is, to my eyes, there are so many problems and yet nothing that I would go to the ends of the earth for. Not because I don't care about those problems, but the thought of making a change is so intangible in terms of global problems. I am privileged, and I'm incredibly grateful for all of the privilege that I have been given. Not because my personality is great, but because of the birth lottery. And that privilege is something that a lot of people don't have. And I'm constantly reminded of everything else everyone else has to go through. And I am sitting here pretty much making things about certainly things I haven't experienced to the fullest. It's incomparable to something that a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old has gone through. So it sounds naive to me as I'm saying it. It sounds condescending as well, but the hope is that you recognize this and you see that it's not necessarily an attempt to be condescending, but just me speaking my mind is still a great passion of mine, to speak about problems and provide solace to those problems. Even if you stumble on this podcast, that's something that I want to do, and that is a huge, huge win for me. Our passions stem to find action that even a high schooler could attain. It must be in your heart, from experience, from feeling it yourself. Once I start finding connections to problems generically, they're completely endless. How I faced this problem in my life at this point. And once we start digging, I honestly believe that the pit is endless. To be honest, I could just pick a random topic and make connections to past experiences in my life. But the passion I chose and I have right now were not randomly selected from my life. They were something I could share hours of conversations with, maybe nuggets of experience from my life. But that wasn't the stem. And maybe it's difficult to understand, like, maybe you're only passionate about cancer because one of your family members died from it. Well, maybe this comes off as pompous, but I didn't have a family member who went through a severe tragedy. And hence, it is difficult to form passions around experiences, especially when I have not lived my life up to the point where I can just honestly snap my fingers and think of problems that I always want to fix. And I just needed that person for consolidation, someone to talk to about my passions, and they would share the same passions, or at least I would be able to convince them that this passion is worth pursuing on your own as well. So with any luck, you've grasped it. You can feel it in your fingertips. It is an affliction to find it, but we all know that this is something that you can never let go of, even if it's out of guilt. The second is moving forward with that passion. Sometimes our passions are big, sometimes they're small. Working with them can be a real treat or it can be devastating. Sometimes when it's not conventional, when people surrounding you, your most loved ones, your most hated ones, your enemies, or maybe even your friends or family can't approve of them. The thing about passions is that they're hard to let go. Most people see it as an advantage, right? But when there's nothing to do about that, when it's not what people consider a good idea, that is when we are left only with our passions and not support. And I don't know if you've tried, but it's really hard to keep running at your passion with no support. Now, if you do manage to do that, I cannot say that you have the real passion and the person who gave up has the fake passion. They're both passions. The difference was that someone was indeed willing to go to the ends of the earth. It just made the journey a bit harder, and they endured. That's not to say that the other person who gave up was just completely unmotivated from the beginning. And it's time to stop this dilemma and this division of good passions and bad passions. And I think that is when we're truly immobile with the things we love the most. Just as seeing your aspired award get destroyed in molten lava while you could save it, but you can't, because you're locked in glass. That is what I believe it would feel like. But I'm sure it feels a lot worse from the people who have actually felt it than the person imagining feeling it. And I have a feeling that I have that coming to me very soon. But obviously, for solace, because this podcast is indeed about sugarcoating all afflictions, let's look at a quote. This one's by Nelson Mandela, and it goes like this. There's no passion to be found playing small, in settling for a life that is less than one you are capable of living. So think of it this way. I am strongly against the notion that there is a best of all possible worlds, as mocked by Voltaire in his book Candide, which is also one of my favorite books. But as he suggests, life is comparative, amazingly like debate. There's a better and worse world. We just have to justify each one. We tend to choose the better, but what if we are not cognizant of the better one and choose the worse one, thinking that it was the best of all possible ones? As one of my teachers liked to say, you will be sad. I don't want to turn this into a motivational speech, and I don't want to make it cliche, but the only terminology that comes to mind is keep it real. Now, if all of the adults that I met did indeed care about me, or at least wanted me to genuinely believe this because this came from their experience, I believe that the rest will follow. I give the sure coding of passion a 4.5. This podcast was written and produced by me, Minnie Kim. If you have any comments or reviews, please feel free to write any and all thoughts on your podcast reviews. If you would like to suggest an affliction for me to share code, please email me via afflictionsharecoded@gmail.com. Now, to end the podcast, I do want you to think of a passion, or at least a passion that you want to continue pursuing. That way, you'll have the rest of the day thinking about that. Maybe that will lead to one change of decision, one change of word, and you'll see. See if it's feasible. See if you have enough support and you have enough will to get going.